Hey, so we're going to do the laughing gas thing. Have we got Craig, is it, for that? Hiya, Craig, where are you?
Hello, Danny, I'm in Kidderminster.
Let me give you the groundwork, Craig, before we go any further. The groundwork reads thusly. When I was about 12 or 13, Stephen Micklef had a big chemistry set, and Steve was well into it. He even had Pyrex test tubes at that advanced age, so you know how well into it he was. Let me play this in the back. Oh, what's that? No, play this in the back. So, and Steve and me made laughing gas. The first time it didn't work. The second time it didn't work, but the third time he took his thumb off the top of the test tube, and we fell about laughing. Now, I've told people that for the last 20-odd years, and they said, you were just kidding yourself. Firstly, Craig, what are your qualifications for calling?
well, actually, I've got a degree in chemistry.
Right, okay. So you're nearly as important as Steve and his set-up in the bedroom when we were 13.
Yeah.
Could that have...
I've obviously forgotten it all, so I actually have to go back to one of my O-level chemistry books.
But have I imagineered it? You can actually make a guess whereby you can laugh, can't you?
Yeah, I mean, laughing gas is actually nitrous oxide.
Yeah, but yeah. I've been told that can kill you as well.
Well, I would imagine it's not very good. I've actually got a related story from my school days for
you. Let's carry on. It's all yours, Craig.
Go
on.
I'll go ahead and tell you how it's done, but I'm going to leave you with another question. But it's dilute nitric acid with copper filings.
Really?
Yeah, at low temperature, and that will give you your nitrous oxide.
Copper filings? I don't remember any copper filings or any old bits of railway track generally in his room.
Well, the hardest thing, actually.
So, kids, it's copper and acid.
Yeah, nitric acid. But if you do it at a high temperature, you'll end up with nitrogen dioxide, which isn't even mildly amusing.
It is. It can kill you, yeah?
I would imagine. Well, nitrogen dioxide wouldn't, but nitrous oxide, not sure.
Right, okay, so there's that. But nevertheless, the whole point of this experiment is to prove that laughing gas exists, doesn't it?
Oh, it does exist. It's nitrous oxide. It does exist.
Yeah, and it does make you laugh.
Yes, it does.
Why does it make you laugh, my chemist friend?
It's actually a... it's not laugh as in it's very funny. Apparently, it actually causes almost a spasm of your diaphragm, which gives the same effect as laughing.
Yeah, I fell around the room.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't know we were dicing with D there. I had no idea it was quite as close to the bone as that. But nevertheless, I do remember laughing a lot. And no spasms, just generally laughing. So what is your related story then?
Right. When I was doing A-level chemistry, we did an experiment on fractional distillation, which is basically where, I think it was trichloromethane we used. Ether. Now, ether is the stuff that they always use in the films that they pour on the handkerchief and they put it over somebody's mouth when they're about to kidnap them.
What's chloroform, surely?
Ether was chloroform,
yeah, that's right.
Wasn't it Hope and Michael's son in 30-something?
It was ether and chloroform. You're quite right.
Okay, so
what actually happened from this was I didn't just pass out, or I didn't pass out at all, in fact. What I knew was we had to take these temperature readings every 5 minutes for about an hour.
Yeah.
And the teacher, I was quite near the back of the class, and the teacher said, Craig, and all I heard was Craig. And I actually got this really strange echo sound, and even when I spoke, I got this echo effect.
Yeah. Why?
Sorry?
Why?
Not sure. Don't know.
You were stoned. Is that what you're telling us?
That's basically it.
You were stoned. How old were you?
Sorry?
How old?
17.
How old?
17.
And you've been doing an honest experiment in the back of the class.
That's right.
Okay. Well, it's, actually, as you were talking, I thought, I bet I had the exact effect. Just tell me whether this was like it or not.
Go on.
This would be Craig at 17, sitting in the back of the class, listening to Alice in Wonderland, okay?
So soon her eye fell on a little glass box that was lying under the table. She opened it and found in it a very small cake, on which the words, eat me, were beautifully
marked. Craig, does it ring any bells?
Even more echoes than that.
Listen,
well, I actually heard the word repeated many times.
And so how did you snap out of it?
Well, they basically took me out of the classroom and took me for a long walk.
While you were walking along like Woody Allen, having just got out of the orgasmatron, I take it. Was that kind of thing. Was it here?
Very, very similar. I mean, the worst side effect, I mean, and that's dangerous.
The worst side effect, yeah?
Because, liver damage, apparently.
Oh, really?
But the amount of beer I drink, I don't think I'd ever be able to
prove. Who could tell, exactly? Are you a chemist today, Craig?
No, I'm not. I play about with computers for a living.
No, come on. What do you actually do?
Really?
Yeah. No, you don't play around with computers. You are some highfalutin. You got your finger on the button, haven't you, Craig?
No.
Yes, you are. You're a warmonger.